Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction manager. Blah, 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 blah. Adam Scott is here tonight. Adam was here last when he was on The Aviator, stealing The Aviator.
Oh, come on.
You say you don't remember him from The Aviator.
Hey, I do.
That's the point. A good actor is not remembered from a movie.
That's right.
You don't, ta-da, here I am.
Can't tell it's him. That's a new criteria. I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah,
that's
good. You can start saying you're in other movies.
Right.
You're African Queen. You don't remember me?
Absolutely.
That's how good I am.
Yeah.
You blend in. That's right. You don't want to see them acting, Drew. Adam is a dear, 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 dear friend of a friend of a friend. Who's a dear friend of the show.
That's right.
His wife, I think, was who's a dear, dear, dear friend. No, she's a dear, 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 dear friend.
Oh.
Yeah, who we first met. It was either over at Man Show or Crank Yankers. I'm trying to think.
I think it was the Yankers.
We met her on the Yankers. Lovely, lovely, intoxicatingly beautiful wife.
Mm. Whoa.
No, that's good. That's good. I didn't say spunk drunk. I said intoxicatingly beautiful, wonderful, wonderful lady. And low key, and do we hear vacuum in the hallway?
I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, it's awesome. Adam is. He's going to be in Mother. Or, I'm sorry, Monster in Law, which is coming out this Friday.
A lot
everybody.
Of buzz about that film.
Seen billboards every 10 feet, and Jane Fonda's making the rounds.
I think that's what it's about. Is that she's come back and making amends and grown up.
She's sorry for manning the enemy AK-AK gun for the Viet Cong for many years in the late 60s.
And it's been 15 years since she was in a movie.
Oh, it has.
15
what
years.
What was her last
Stanley
movie?
And Iris with Robert De Niro. Remember that one?
I was in it, but you don't know that because I'm that fine
an
actor.
I was going to say.
What was her reason for staying out?
I think she, got married and moved to Atlanta and didn't want to deal with it.
I'm not sure that Ted Turner wanted her to do anything either.
Right.
I think his thing was...
Are they still married? They get divorced?
No, they're divorced. Yeah. I think he wanted sort of a stay-home...
Housefrau,
billionaire, just to hang out. I bet he squeezes one off to one of her old videos every once in a while.
Barbarella?
Yes.
No, I was thinking a workout video.
Oh, right.
I didn't know those were for exercising. I thought they were for beating off. And I went to the video store in like 87, and they showed one of a pregnant woman's aerobicize.
It's a specialty thing.
That's disgusting. Yeah, I was like, I guess in a pinch I could squeeze one off, but I do not approve of this at all. I raised hell at that place.
You know there's a specialty section of every porn shop that includes pregnant women.
Yeah.
All right. There
nipples
you go.
Are popping. Yeah.
Bursting.
Adam is in Monster in Law, and then soon to be coming out, you'll be finding him in The Matador with Pierce Brosnan and Greg Kinnear and Hope Davis. I've been hearing about that Matador movie, too. How come? Why is that?
It was at Sundance, so I think that it got some great reviews and stuff up there. I'm seeing it tomorrow night. I still haven't seen it. I think it comes out at the end of the summer.
Do you have. How much, I know this is a semi-retarded question, but...
Well, I'm a fully retarded person,
okay, that's why I'm doing it this way. I wouldn't ask this of a guest that was of average intelligence.
Thank you.
How much idea of what the final product of Matador is, or any movie, do you have when you go see the screening?
I have no idea. I didn't even know what Monster in Law was going to be like till I saw it like 2 weeks ago.
Is it good?
It's good. It's really funny. The only problem with it, and this is a good problem, is I noticed that it was a packed theater, and the only problem was some of the jokes you missed because people were laughing too much. You couldn't hear them. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it was the crowd was going crazy the whole time, which was...
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was that at a preview? Like
it was at the
preview?
Premiere.
Oh, nice. So, and did you talk to Jennifer Lopez or
Jane
Fonda?
Premiere?
Or no, during the... I mean, did you hang out much on the set?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it was like 3 months of doing this thing. And
Jane Fonda? How's she?
She's very sweet.
Really?
And in the movie, she's hilarious.
Really?
Hilarious. She hasn't. I don't think. If I might be wrong, but I don't think she's done a comedy, like a flat out comedy since 9 to 5.
Oh yeah, remember
which
that.
She was really funny in, which I just rewatched recently. She's
well,
really funny.
You know the thing I like about her as an actress, she's generous. Very generous.
It's true. Because you were acting. In 9 to 5.
I was
you,
in 9 to 5.
Can't tell she's acting.
She's generous and as a performer, courageous.
Is it true you did all of Dabney Coleman's off camera work for that movie?
Absolutely.
Because he was good off camera.
He was excellent.
Movie.
Like when they would show them talking to him out of frame, that was me. Mm-hmm.
He was somewhere else.
Dabney could spot poise for a comeback if he's not dead.
Yeah.
Okay. So tons of good stuff coming out for Adam Scott and the movie coming out this Friday. And I'll see it if you say it's funny.
It's funny.
All right.
I promise you it's funny.
You know, here's my instinct. I don't want to like Jane Fonda and I don't really want to like Jennifer Lopez, but I think they're both good.
Yeah. Okay. It's impossible not to like them in this movie.
Really?
And Wanda Sykes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
She's always good. Yeah. We know her from our Crank Yank and get
a rapist.
Yeah. Oh, Will Arnett's in this. Will Arnett's in this, too.
Wow.
Yeah, Will Arnett's in it, and he is a rapist. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Play that entire Will Arnett thing.
In order to reach these kids, Hack will have to become a rapist.
See, I have this running joke that I like and Drew hates. Which is, I do the promo. This is some of the 70s cop show promo.
It's always Hack, though.
It's always Hack. I don't know why it's Hack. It just seems like a funny title. But instead of, you think it's going one direction, it goes the other. Like they go, this week on Hack, in order to catch an international jewel thief, Hack is going to have to become a rapist. See, it's always rape. If it's counterfeit.
Every week he has to start raping.
Yeah, so in order to catch a counterfeiter, he's going to have to become a rapist. It's always a rapist.
Some raping in.
True doesn't think it's funny.
I thought it was funny. It was funny the first 387 times. The next 6,000, though, it got past.
That means that like 10,000 will start getting funny again.
Maybe. Actually, it tickled me a little bit this time, I got to tell you.
You know, I think if I just went straight on, I think this week on Hack. In order to catch a murderer, Hack is going to have to become a rapist.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah, you do it like that. Yeah,
that's a little better than Will.
He always rapes.
Now, did Will do that here?
Yeah.
He did that for you?
Will did do that, and GMC immediately dropped him from the voiceover
rapist.
See, we're having a discussion about rape and what rape is, rape isn't.
Rape, actually, it's not a violent crime. It's not a sexual crime.
It's a violent crime.
It's not a sexual crime. It's a violent crime where you come at the end. But it's not sexual.
It's like any violent crime.
Where you bust a nut.
Any violent crime.
If I attacked you right now, Adam, and just began beating your head into the microphone and came, it would be
no different.
It's an act of violence.
Go in a liquor store, shoot the guy, and ejaculate.
But I would.
That would be the same.
I promise you, I would enjoy it just as much as if you didn't ejaculate.
Oh, really?
Either way,
it would be fantastic.
Well, we'll make
for
it
me.
A surprise, and if you hear that,
but nothing sexual about it if he did ejaculate. Nothing. Only violent.
Where you come.
Yeah.
It's an act of violence. Where you come. That's all, Daniel. It's like they say certain sports, like hockey's a violent sport,
right?
But you know, if you came,
then it'd be like
it'd just be
rape.
A violent
same,
sport.
Same as rape.
It's fine. Daniel.
Good stuff,
Danielle.
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just calling because, the past, like, couple weeks, the guy that I've been with since October has been saying that, really, he can't get, like, fully erect. And I don't know if maybe it might be something in his, like, diet or...
No.
I don't
well, what,
know.
Like, medication
at 18,
drugs.
You could live off charcoal briquettes
and
for 3 years and still have a good woody.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's pharmacological problems or medical problems. Is he diabetic? Is he on drugs? Is he taking steroids? What's going on?
He doesn't really take any medication, or he hasn't. He used to be on Adderall, but that was, like, probably 2 years ago.
Well, I bet he could easily be on something like that again, because that will also do... That could potentially do that. What else?
I don't know. Not too much. Just,
he's your age?
He's 19, but, yeah.
Way off, Adam.
Well, that 8 months is a huge difference.
And is he taking any drugs, stimulants, amphetamines, anything like that?
Not... really, I mean, I don't know. I guess he probably does some drugs, like, sometimes. But it's
well, that's,
like
listen, it is not at all normal for an 18-year-old to have this problem, or a 19-year-old. I guarantee you it's a pharmacological problem. Either he is taking something like Adderall again.
Or he has a legitimate
Or he's got, he's diabetic and doesn't know it. Or he has, you know, a spinal tumor or something.
What if he masturbates a lot when she's not around? And then she comes around and he's worn out.
It could happen.
Good,
but
good
even
theory,
then,
theory for 40-year-old.
Yeah.
19 unlimited boners. Unlimited. Endless bottomless bucket of boners. That was what they called me in junior college.
Bottomless bucket.
Fat and ace.
No, they said, hey, bucket of boner.
Yeah, BB&B, yeah.
Well, he actually has said that, I mean, even like when he tries to jack off, he can't like get fully erect. I mean, we can still have sex and like... things will go all right, but he just can't get like.
Did he take steroids at any time in the past?
Not that I know of, no.
Right, well, anyway,
he's got to go to urologist.
We're speculating here. He needs to see a doctor. He needs to stop doing drugs.
Poor guy.
But he has an orgasm.
Yeah, he does. Usually. I mean, sometimes, like.
All right.
The lack of a
too much information.
Lack of a turgid erection, they get that after they were on steroids for a while sometimes. Ecstasy users get that sometimes.
Mm.
Pot users get it.
Mm. And he has an ejaculation. It's probably just a dollop.
Mm.
It's just like a small
drop.
Yeah. Once in a while.
Yeah.
He's got a pastry bag in his underpants.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right. It's
good time. It'd be neat if you could actually do those extruded shapes at the end of your penis.
Oh, yeah. I thought you invented
Turn
that.
Turn your semen into a star. I probably did think of that, didn't I?
You could cut the roll.
Crescent moon's my favorite. You ought to see me around the Jewish New Year, too. I'm doing like Star David. I got my own thing. It's got the dreidel shape. Yeah, there's a whole holiday package.
People didn't even have to ask you. Just put it on their cookie. And,
That's right. All right. Come on, let's go. What's going on with this show?
I don't know.
Crystal?
Yes?
All right. Number three, white trash name. Female, right?
Yep.
I know. I heard you guys talking about that.
Tammy, Crystal.
There you go. What's up, Crystal?
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, I had an affair on my husband back in November, and I had a threesome with another girl and a guy. And since then, I am unable to become sexual with my husband.
November, you say?
Yeah. And
why have you not been able to have sexual feelings for your husband?
I don't know. I mean, I've cheated on him before, and then I've been able to have sex with him. But, like, since this threesome, I just didn't, like, I just kind of feel, like, gross. Like, I can't even masturbate.
All right, so this all sounds like a sexual abuse survivor behavior, the sort of bipolar thing, going from weird hypersexual behaviors with no boundaries to shut down. So what happened to you?
What do you mean?
Well, something happened. Because here's the deal.
You guys are great. I don't
know. Something happened, or you have a tumor, because 22-year-old chicks don't do this. Which
no,
is
they
it?
Don't. And it's not me. This is not who I am. I'm a very sexual person. And now
I wish it was who I was when I was 22. It wasn't who I am either, but it's what I was trying to be. But wait a minute. Did you tell your husband you cheated on him?
I had before, but I didn't tell him about this time. No.
I think it's just assumed when you head out
on
a weekend.
Are you bipolar?
How did you guess?
Yeah, because
don't do this otherwise.
Manic behavior.
What's up,
Crystal? This is a dual diagnosis. This is trauma survivor and bipolar. This is.
Do you really think so?
Maybe trifecta. Maybe sprinkle a drug in there too.
Crystal, what happened growing up?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Adam, what happened growing up, Adam?
Well, no, nothing.
Well, nothing.
All right. Your dad's around, no one molested you, no one beat on you, nothing like that?
Well, no, they didn't. Mm-hmm. But my first sexual partner that I lost my virginity to, I didn't want to do it, but he, like, talked me into it.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was 12.
Okay, yeah. That's not a sexual partner, Crystal. That is sexual abuse.
Plus, my grandfathers can be very persuasive at that age.
They can, but
you believe they can do anything.
Hey, Crystal, what are you thinking? If you're bipolar, you were sexually abused. Come on, let's get it going.
How old was the guy when you were 12?
19.
He was probably 16.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rape.
Yeah.
But then it was really weird because after we did it, and like halfway through I didn't want to do it anymore, and then like afterwards I was crying, and he was like trying to console me, which is like, I don't know. That was
even more confusing, probably.
that's weird to me. Like,
my ladies usually don't make it to the halfway point before they wish it was over. So you know, about the quarter to one third.
By the way, that comment makes me believe that even something more happened to her before.
Yeah, Crystal. Well, first off, your name's Crystal. What else do we need to know? It's a disaster. Yeah. It's not as bad as Angel, but that then...
All right, so all this, I'm a sexual person, so it's total BS.
Yeah.
You're sexually acting out. You're manic. You have no boundaries. You're destroying a relationship.
Okay.
You've disgusted yourself now, and now you're shutting down. Come on, Crystal. Let's get some treatment here. Can we, please? Yes.
Treatment.
First of all, you need meds. You need to be on medication to get that bipolar taken care of. And secondly, you're going to need some therapy to get through the trauma and the bad choices and the horrible relationships.
Some therapy.
In your opinion, do I need to jump out of this marriage?
I didn't say that.
Well,
I said get professional help.
And by the way, that's the only thing he didn't say. He could give you 750 options. None of them were that one. You picked the only thing in the universe he didn't say is an option.
So sounds like Crystal might want to get out of her marriage.
No.
Looking for an excuse.
No, do not say that.
Yes. Yes, but she is. I do agree with
Adam. Of course, she's looking for an excuse, but that you don't want to give her that.
When I say Adam, I mean me, by the way, not her guest. Crystal.
Yes.
Break it down.
Let's break it down.
Come on.
You were abused growing up. You're manic. You're a mess. Let's do something about this. Would you please? And could you please?
Hey, but she's a sexual person.
I know. She's a very open sexual person. Yeah. Just like the runaway bride got cold feet at the altar. Hey, Crystal, could you please not crap out any kids?
We have a kid together.
Oh,
God.
Please, could you let a... how about a group of hyenas raise a child so it has a chance?
No, I really am a really good mother to her.
Oh, yes, awesome. Sounds like it. Yes, of course.
I don't have any addictions.
Yeah, but you're bipolar, you're unmanaged. That's wonderfully healthy for
a child. You're nutty. Kids know nuts. They feel nuts. They don't even need to know it. Hold on a second.
Speaking of feeling nuts.
Later on in life is when you sort of deny nuts. That's when you take these people with serious disorders and call them runaway brides.
Right.
When you're a kid, you feel it.
That's all. You just feel powerless and terrorized.
And by the way, this whole BS thing of I'm the world's greatest mom, even though, you know, it's because I don't cook the meth in front of the kid.
Right.
I don't have the threesomes in front of the kid.
I don't
in front of the kid. Listen, I'm sure you love your child. Everybody loves your child. The parents that drowned all their kids in the tub love their kids, believe it or not.
Exactly.
Everyone loves their kid while they're beating the F out of them.
Yes. You can rationalize anything you want. You know, like you said, you're doing it in the other room or whatever.
Look, everybody who kills themselves, you know, kills their wife and then kills their kids and then kills themselves, actually, they love them too much.
They did it for the kids.
Yeah. Thank God my parents were sort of indifferent about me.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know what I mean?
Now they should be turning their attention toward you.
My dad's like, I think I'll snuff out the kid. Who cares? What's on TV?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Crystal.
Okay.
Get some help. And listen, no more kids.
Can I ask one question to Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
Do you think I could ever stop cheating on my husband?
Not without some help. You're acting out a cycle of trauma. Every relationship you get into that is close to intimate, you're going to sabotage.
Hmm.
And the sex is part of your bipolarity, and it's part of the reenactment of the sexual trauma.
But what if Dr. Phil tells her to pull herself up by her own bootstraps?
And just decide not to do
this. You got to think of the consequence of these actions, sweetie.
Oh, please. No matter what you're
thinking,
you'll distort it into a reason to do something wrong.
Let's get real. Remember, everything happens for a reason. That's my new one.
Crystal, really, treatment would be about stabilizing this biology that's out of control and then learning to tolerate closeness of other minds, the ability to tolerate closeness of other people without running scared, becoming sexual, creating chaos. That's what treatment would be for you. It's a nicer life. It's much better for your kids.
All right, Mommy. You hear me, Mommy?
All right. You get it together,
Here's my new policy, by the way. All screwed up, teenage and early 20s moms, we don't call them by their name. We keep calling them Mommy. Mm-hmm. And it drives the point home because they're like, so you want to have a Crystal? I mean, you want to have a threesome? And you just keep going, Mommy. And they get really weird about it. And they get guilted and they go take care of their kids.
Right.
You know, they want to cook up some meth. Yeah. Mommy.
Okay, Mommy, get some.
Get some meth, Mommy. You just go, Mommy. But it's kind of weird sexual, too, when she gets in the bedroom.
That's screwing you up, Adam. No.
Yeah,
get some meth, Mommy, is the strand that's going to haunt me in my dreams.
Or how about let's have a threesome, Mommy?
that's my point. They wouldn't do it. But if your name's Crystal...
Or Tammy,
you almost have to actually cook meth while you're having a threesome. Tony? Huh? Tony. I mean, Tony?
Yeah.
You're 22?
I was calling because I have sex in my sleep, and I was wondering if there's anything, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that happens.
I know it happens every day.
It's a sleep disorder.
How do you know?
He'll wake up doing it usually.
Sometimes I wake up, sometimes I don't. But the time.
Yeah, the dog's bleeding from the rectum.
Oh, I see.
The girls I'm with.
Yeah. Yeah, you here's the deal. When you're 22, you have a boner. And you dream about sex.
Yeah. No, but this is a sleep disorder, too. And if people have, again, trauma survivors do this. People with seizure disorders do this. Mm. People with other kinds of sleep disturbances will
do
this.
No, but sometimes you just do it, too.
But you almost always, it's a sleep disorder. You know, it really.
Oh, no, I disagree. But if you do it all the time, I think it is. But if you do it once in a while, it's not.
I would say that's got to be the most awesome sleep disorder I've ever heard of.
It's actually kind of ruined my relationship.
Oh, really?
For a while, like. It's gotten to the point where, like, I won't even date anybody right now.
I've got some patients that did this, and they have to be treated very carefully. They go in these alpha states, and they just do these weird things. Sometimes they're violent and aggressive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is anyone going to any omega states?
I'm thinking about doing that. I am.
Work on that, too. You never hear about it. Hey, Tony. Wait a minute. Tony. Hold on. This is possibly bogus, by the way. I've not ruled it out.
I can explain like more thoroughly if you think it's bogus.
Go ahead.
I'll be having a dream, and it's always a dream about having sex, and I'll start having sex with either like it's usually with a girlfriend, and like sometimes
usually?
I won't wake up at all, but sometimes like I'll wake up usually because they're like, "What the hell are you doing?" And that's the only times I remember it is if I wake up.
Now it's thoroughly believable because you just described what you said, but it was more boring version of what you said 10 minutes ago. So it's got to be true. Yeah, so what, I do the same thing except for I pee.
What can I do to make it stop? Is it like a psychological thing?
Yeah, psychiatrist, it's medication will correct it. It's pretty easy to correct usually. And
well, are you that deep a sleeper?
Not at all. I don't sleepwalk. I'm not a deep sleeper.
You're not a deep sleeper. So if I got you in the middle, you know, the 4 a.m. and walked in and just said, "Tony, you just wake up."
Yeah.
What if there's no one in the bed?
Weird.
If there's no one in the bed with you, what are you doing? Are you just?
I've woken up masturbating before, but that's pretty rare.
Yeah. I mean, I like to surprise myself by waking up masturbating. Oh, nice. Kind of like breakfast in bed from your hand.
Well, good morning,
Mr. Hand. Oh, look who's frisky.
Mr. Hand.
My hand's like, "It's all right." It's like, "It's all right." What time did you get up, Mr. 8 o'clock. Wow, you're frisky. I'm near my period. And it gets horny.
Oh, my.
What's happened to me, Drew? All right, so go talk to a psychiatrist. That's a weird one.
It's not that weird.
No, the weird part is that he doesn't deem himself a heavy sleeper.
It's a unique. I can't tell you that it is related to heavy sleep. Sleep disturbance.
Let me ask you this: what it is related to heavy sleep? You know, I'm always right, even though you claim to be a doctor. What male, sometime between 19 or in 25, during the first years of sleeping in bed with a naked female, did not wake up at 4 a.m. on top of her? Never did that.
No.
Now you say. Everyone has, Drew. Everyone but you.
Everyone but me, then.
Everyone but you. Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you do.
No, because you say you're asleep, but you're not really. You're sort of asleep. You know what I mean? It's a weird in between phase. We've talked about this a million times.
I'm not going to miss that.
It's like when you don't remember going to the bathroom in the middle of the night,
I'm
not talking about drinking. You know, you get that phone call in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It used to happen years ago. I don't know why it doesn't happen anymore. Probably because I don't answer the phone. But you get that phone call in the middle of the night, and you don't remember the conversation you had.
Yeah.
But you weren't technically asleep when you were having it.
Right.
But you don't really remember it. Every 19-year-old guy has had that sex with the chick who was sleeping in bed. Not technically asleep, but middle of the night doesn't really remember like the phone call.
All I can tell you is I've not experienced it, and it's not been reported to me by any man. That's all
every
I know.
Guy.
I'm just saying. Just
sounds
saying.
Like this guy's doing something that's embarrassing.
He's repeatedly doing it.
Yes.
It's freaks him out. And usually that's part of the syndrome is they are freaked out by it.
Yeah.
Because, again, oftentimes they'll get aggressive.
How can you not? No, so you've done it, but you've just woken up. You just wake up and say, "We're going to have sex."
Right.
That robotically, like, "We are going to have sex." Yes.
I'm not sure I would say have sex. More like
make whoopee.
Engage in human reproductive action.
A violent act where I come.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, Drew. All I'm saying is, we're going to break. I know I'm beating the crap out of this, but all I'm saying is even this has never happened to you, and that's why it seems weird.
And
but
I'm not arguing with you.
Here's what I'm saying. You take the man's libido at 22.
Sense. Makes sense.
You take the fact that he has a boner 6 out of the 8 hours he's asleep.
Makes sense.
You take the fact that he's been dreaming about sleeping with a naked woman since he was in his Weebelo troupe, and that gets a good banging at 4 a.m.
Yeah. I'm with you.
All right. Adam Scott in studio tonight. He's in Monster in Law. Whose boyfriend? Are you a boyfriend in this?
I'm a single. I'm gay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, but tell us about the movie.
You're gay.
That's solid. That's enough. We'll take a break. More revelations from Adam Scott. Wait until his wife. I see her at work. I'm sure she knows something's up, but I don't know if she knows this. More bombshells from Adam after this. Do the show then. I'm not doing it.
What's the matter?
I don't like when you do that. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be a good call.
Let's see.
Not going to be a good call. And then you'll make it a bad call.
Yes, you do. No, I don't do that.
You do it. You don't do it as bad as you used to since I started harping on it, but it's still like a point
let's
of like.
Try. Let's try. I'll try to make it as good as possible.
But why go into it with like, it's not going
to
work?
I'll try to make it as good as possible.
I'm getting really uncomfortable.
All right. Sorry.
It's
Adam
weird.
Scott is.
It's weird.
Whatever.
Everyone's fighting.
Adam Scott is here tonight from Monster in Law. Drew doesn't want to help the kids. I do. That's what we're arguing about during the break. Daphne, 21.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Mr. Carolla, I think you are one of the smartest men alive.
All right, that's why we're on this call. I knew it. I had a feeling about this call.
And Dr. Drew, when I was 16, I had unprotected sex, and that same day I went to go get the morning after pill.
Yes, brilliant. You're a genius.
Wow.
Excellent choice.
Something for everybody. And did you see The Aviator?
No, I didn't. I'm
all right. Well, what can
excellent.
You do? 2 out of 3. Right. Not bad.
Excellent
not bad.
Choice.
And what 21? What 21-year-old girl who's having unprotected sex isn't into the life of Howard Hughes?
That's, I know.
In Los Angeles.
That's
come
16.
On. Yeah. All right. So, question is.
Okay. I've been sexually active for the past 4 or 5 years, and I've never orgasmed without a vibrator.
Do you involve the vibrator with the partner?
Yes.
Good. Oh, you do.
So that's good. That's a rare talent.
Drew, we never talk to these people.
How long do you wait before you introduce the vibrator into a new relationship?
Second date at dinner.
I've been with the same person for the past.
Hold on, let me toss that salad for you.
You've been with the same guy for 5 years?
I'll have the cheeseburger and look at this.
Did you say 5 years?
Yes.
So since the beginning, since you had the unprotected sex at 16 and the morning after pill,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy. And the vibrator comes out when he goes in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait a minute. This is actually an important point for us. Do you orgasm with him inside you?
Sometimes, yes.
With the aid of the vibrator?
Yes.
What's your preference?
The vibrator?
Without him inside?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, without him the in the room?
Where's he at?
No, he's right here. Well, not right here, but he's there.
What's he doing?
Watching?
Reading?
I guess watching.
He's just hanging out?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what's the question?
I just wanted to know if that was normal or is...
It's fine. You're a super normal. You're ahead of the game. You found a way.
We talk to many women, and this is the difference between men and women, who use a vibrator, have an orgasm, but don't have the orgasm with the vibrator with their man.
See, I actually think for some women, the penis inside becomes inhibitory.
Oh, I know it does. I mean,
well, that's if they can feel it, Adam. It becomes inhibitory.
I tell them it's in, and then I think it blocks it mentally.
But I think that it does. It's sort of like they can't, whatever reason, can't get the right whatever going. And even with the vibrator that she normally, you know.
I know. I think my penis is like a kryptonite to the orgasm.
That's what I'm saying.
Kill it. Mm-hmm. I could have one if I was around.
Is it green and
it glows.
Clear? You can see through it?
In a awesome. Silver-haired Brando.
Nice.
Strokes it.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. In his big crystal palace. Nice. place he lives.
Gene Hackman keeps it.
Yeah. Think about Marlon Brando's Superman house on planet Kryptonite or whatever he's from. Yeah. It looks cool, but not comfortable.
No, harsh.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a good place to read a book or take a nap.
Where would you put the fire?
You sit on like a stalactite. Sucks. Or stalactite.
But then you're made of steel yourself.
I guess so, but even so, you'd want at least a director's chair or a beanbag in there.
Good point. Yeah.
You know, maybe one of those 70s bar stools. Maybe I had the place done recently, right before the movie, and we didn't know. There's probably a bunch of wood paneling up and cottage cheese blown on the ceiling.
You know, Brando had his own room in that house that had like a lazy boy and a nice fireplace with a big bear rug.
TV tray.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to the TV tray?
Dodo.
People eat and they watch TV. What happened to the TV?
I had one until like 4 years ago.
It's a nice
always
item.
Always comes in handy. Always.
Yeah. Went the way of the dodo. Emily?
Yes.
You're 28?
Yes. And I was calling. I went through, I guess, a weird sexual abuse as a kid. As a teenager, I, you know, was kicked out of my mom's house. That's a whole other story. And went to live with my father for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And he started masturbating about me, telling me that it was about me, that there were, you know, that his fantasy.
Hold on, let me chime in. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
He would tell you what?
Your dad would tell you he's having masturbatorial fantasies about you?
Yes, about me. I would come out of the shower, and he would be sitting in the living room masturbating.
Where's my burp?
Yay, what a mess.
I can see it. I can take it as a compliment, though.
All right, so what's the question? What is the question?
Well, two things. Is this something that you've... I've never heard of this before. I've never heard of anyone else going through this.
Well, here's the thing. Your dad is effed up royally. Yeah,
whatever has happened to you has happened to other people, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, here's the thing. It is unique.
It's unique.
It's unique, but when you're really effed up, all bets are off. It can go a thousand different weird directions.
Right. This is very poor sexual boundaries. At least he didn't actually penetrate you, but it's getting close. Just horrible.
Did he ever act on anything?
No. There were a couple of times where he would try to look at me and tell me he was comparing my body to my mother's or something.
Oh, man.
Kind of thing, which you
was
know.
Was he a heroin addict or something? Yeah.
Or drunk.
He did smoke a lot of pot.
All right. Well,
really?
Sounds like a little more than pot, to tell you the truth, but whatever.
That was all, though, because that was very well known in the family. That was not, you know, a big secret.
Yeah, but he might have been doing something else, too.
If it was just pot, he would be masturbating to, like, peanut M&M's.
Yeah, think of vanilla wafers.
Yeah.
Actually, into
the vanilla wafers.
In the middle of
I didn't know they were frosted. Don't worry about it. Just eat them, Mom. Okay.
You like the moonshake?
Quit critiquing the cookies that you eat up, would you? Right, here's the thing. What happened to vanilla wafers? Anyone eat those?
They're around?
You eat them? When's the last vanilla wafer you had?
I think I just saw my kids with some this week, I didn't eat any.
Good man. No frosting, though.
No.
Here's the thing.
Just a dollop.
This is like, this is royally effed up.
Yeah,
and this guy has mental disorders.
Yes.
I mean, in a big way.
Yes, agreed.
So, I mean, here's the thing, Emily. Either you're exaggerating this or making it up. I'm not saying you are. Or this guy needs to be institutionalized. Where is he now?
He lives in the same place, and we actually have a good relationship now. It's not something that we've ever dealt with between us, but I've dealt with individually. And
I don't know.
I came from a family that both ends were completely screwed up, and so at about 17, I just kind of, you know, went through therapy, went through my thing, and got rid of all of that.
That's good.
I'm sure. But Emily, is outside of this, has he been a good father? That sounds bizarre.
Well, no, but yeah, actually, he has. I mean, he's actually, in a lot of ways, the one who's been more grounded and level-headed between our
parents. All right, so when he wasn't openly stroking himself to your image, he was an exemplary father?
Father of the year.
Since it's impossible to judge, there's nothing we can say about this. Besides, everything happens for a reason. There must have been a reason your dad was beating off to you. Yeah, you know, I don't claim to know what God is thinking. I don't claim to know what his master plan is. I do know everything happens. Everything, Drew. Couldn't they just modify that to most stuff happens for a reason?
Some of it just can't explain.
They have to say every all idiots, it's everyone's new thing. Everything happens for a reason. Right. Really? Dad beating off to a 13-year-old. Right. That reason?
It's just the easy way out for just about anything.
And here's the thing. How about just saying I have nothing to say?
Right.
Here's what I'd like. I'm not that smart. Right. I don't have any particular thoughts about this. I'm actually confused. As a matter of fact, I'm hungry. Who has an ill wife?
Actually, I'm going to go so far as to say, saying that everything happens for a reason is almost like just walking out of the room. Leaving the conversation.
I would prefer you just not say anything and leave the room.
Right.
So, Emily.
Uh-huh. So she had treatment. She's doing okay.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
But can you not forgive him for this? Can you move on as if it never happened? What do you do?
Well, that's kind of what I had to do, was just, you know, forgive him and move on.
Do you want to have a relationship with this guy?
We have a rather close relationship now, you know. I don't hug him. I don't, you know, there are certain distances I keep, but...
How about your kids coming around him?
No.
Well, I don't have children yet, so...
All right, if you do, the kids are not around him.
Yeah, well, that's part of the other part of the...
But you got it. If you keep in touch with the guy and you socialize with him, then when you have kids, he's at the hospital. He's wanting to watch him the first weekend. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. Does she confront him about this? I mean, what does she do?
I'm all for just cutting the guy off. The guy's a weirdo. It is inexcusable. I don't know how you ever get past this. And is he that great a guy now that you need to keep this thing going with him? And isn't it always in the back of your mind when you are with him anyway? I mean, how can you enjoy the bumper cars or the picnic or whatever, the bowling, whatever you do with your dad when you're thinking about this?
He's a perp.
Yeah.
It's really not that much anymore. I mean, I've gotten...
All right. You don't think about it, but I'm not so sure. I mean, I'm good for you, but what about the kids? And then what about the husband? And then eventually the husband gets all weirded out. It's like, how would you feel as a husband?
Jeez.
Oh, we're going over his place for the 4th of July. Well, yeah, we're going to crack a beer and sit out in the back and watch... What do you do as a husband? Like, as a husband, I'd be like, screw that guy. I don't want to see that guy.
Right.
He's a weirdo.
Yep.
All right. People don't judge enough.
You're right. But we do our fair share here.
We do a lot of judging. People need to judge. I've said this many times. My dad didn't do anything. My dad, he didn't masturbate in front of me. He didn't do anything, but he missed a couple of Pop Warner football games. I've never forgiven him. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. Imagine if he'd beaten off in front of me.
Oh.
Instead of the other way around.
Oh, you in front of him?
Wasn't intentional, but you're going to bust into a 16-year-old's room without knocking.
It's like a
30% chance that kid's going to be masturbating.
You're asking for trouble. We're taking a break. Melissa?
Yes.
We're taking a break.
Okay.
What's your question, though?
My husband doesn't like to have sex with me anymore.
No. All right. Drew, that does not compute to a...
Did somebody speak? Somebody said something?
Drew is a very sensual man as well. As well as being a passionate man.
Is that right?
It's a great combination.
He's a man of great sensuality. And not many males are.
No.
Most women are sensual.
Yeah.
But
We left that word behind like 1979.
It's a creepy word.
It's a
sensual.
Creepy, horrible word.
Drew's a man of passion and a man of sensuality.
Ugh.
Adam Scott here, also a man of sensuality, but ironically not a passionate man.
I go back and forth between the two. Kind of vacillate, if you will.
Mm-hmm. We will, by the way, from Monster-in-Law, we will take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hartman. Hey, everybody, Loveline. This is your very sensual host, Adam Carolla. Passionate man, Dr. Drew. To my left, and tonight's guest, the asensual Adam Scott, sensuality.
That's not without or with. It's just, you're just not sure if he's sensual or not.
Yeah, the jury's still out on your sensuality.
As elusive as a dream and as sensual as apparently nothing.
Monster-in-Law is the name of his new movie, which is coming out this Friday, May 13th. Been seeing good reviews on it, seeing billboards everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do the movie companies own all those billboards and keep just contract? I mean, they probably contract them out, but how do they get everything on at that exact time?
I think Clear Channel owns most of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I think
Here's what I was thinking tonight.
I want to get in that business, by the way.
Well, I was thinking tonight, you never see people putting them up. They change. Pow.
It's weird.
Yeah. Man. It used to be there'd be some guy in white coveralls with the painter's cap. One guy was fat. The other guy was extra tall and thin to make the other guy look fatter.
Like 4 minutes.
And they were on there. They're the rollers and they're papering. And they would paper over the guy and you'd just see his outline in there. And lots of comedy around the billboards also.
No good anymore, though.
Gone now because it's all done on some kind of computer graphics laser thing. And some guy comes in at 4 in the morning and 15 minutes later, it's up.
Is that it? It zaps it on there?
They must, that must be what they do.
Stuff is rolled out. It's you know, it used to be done in pieces the size of actual postage stamps.
Yeah.
Like
and now?
That's why they needed a fat guy and a skinny guy because of the postage stamps.
It was like decoupage. Mm-hmm. 14,000. Yes,
the Oprah billboards actually, they have what's on the show that day.
I've noticed that. Like in Echo Park, there's one.
How do they do that?
And it makes me
angry.
They
pull off like one level and then underneath is the next week.
They put
the next show,
But somebody has to go around and...
Someone's got to go around and pull them off.
It's like wallpaper. They just strip it off and it's underneath.
Yeah. Well, it's not like wallpaper. You know what it's like? In racing, the guys on their helmets.
Yeah.
Well, let me explain, Drew.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. I'm listening.
I know, but Adam doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
He's an actor. He doesn't know anything about
motocross.
I was just thinking about myself.
In motocross, but other forms of racing, too, they'll take multiple layers of clear plastic and put it over their face shields, over the goggles. So when mud or whatever gets spattered on it, they rip it off, and it's a clean one underneath. So what Oprah does is goes in reverse order and just keeps ripping it off and goes back.
Right. Yeah, but on the Oprah ones, throughout the day, they'll keep changing it, telling you how the show's going that day.
Yeah, it's eerie.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it'll change twice as you're driving by.
He's kidding, Drew. Okay. Come on, buddy. Drew gave a look. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He was like, Scooby-Doo look. Wow. So gullible, Drew. Melissa?
Yes.
21, sensual and gullible. That's Dr. Drew.
Yeah, my husband just doesn't have a sex drive anymore.
Gullible.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Your husband doesn't?
No, not at all.
How long have you been married?
A year.
Is he on medication?
No.
Hmm. And anything changed in the relationship?
We had a baby. She's 7 months.
Guys can get a little weirded out about that sometimes.
Really?
Fat. The whole idea of, not just that, the body changes that the mom goes through, but the fact she is now, mom freaks guys out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What about while you were going through the pregnancy, were you guys sexually active?
Yeah. I mean, I gained a lot of weight. I gained about 60 pounds, and he was fine up until I had her, and then, of course, we didn't have sex probably like 6 weeks after, but ever since, I mean, he just doesn't have sex that much. I've lost pretty much all my weight, and I have a pretty high sex drive. I kind of need it probably, I mean, at least once a day. And
at least?
At least.
What's he good for a week?
He goes maybe once every 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And I always have to insist. He doesn't ever come on to me.
You have to insist?
Yeah, I have to go down on him or do something to, you know, to start it up and get him in the mood.
As insistences go,
that mower's not going to start without a couple tugs on the rope.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the BJ is. That's So I just need a couple of those to get the weed whacker going.
It's persuasive.
You know?
It's
hard to argue.
Good way to get it started.
Yeah. Well, I still worry.
And it works in almost every porn I've seen.
Is he depressed? Is he doing drugs? Is he on medication? Those things you got to worry about.
Let's figure this stuff out. The other thing, too, is there's a weird dynamic sometimes that once the pursuer becomes the prey, it just turns into this weird...
Yeah.
You know what's a weird thing? It's almost like in a relationship... Somebody has to be the aggressor and somebody has to be the person
There is that, but I think guys especially have weird fantasies about consumption.
Yeah. And so now he's kind of freaked out probably and doesn't even know why.
Right.
And there's a baby in the picture and that adds more stress
to
the relationship.
It's literally a castration anxiety.
Are you, Melissa, is he responding to anything in you though? Were you ever molested or is there any kind of weird stuff going on in your life that he's freaked out about?
Cool, yeah.
No, I was never molested or anything.
Everything's cool with you?
Yeah, I mean...
Is there any possibility he's doing drugs?
No, he's not on drugs. He doesn't drink.
No medication.
He works a lot. He works so much. When he gets home, he's too tired. And mm-hmm. I mean,
was there anything you were going to tell us before Drew cut you off?
Well, my father physically abused me when I was a little kid. But other than that, I mean, I wasn't molested or anything.
But the physical abuse is a pretty important thing.
Yeah. Here's what happens. And I don't know that this is happening, but...
that aggression comes out.
What happens is guys, I don't think they articulate it. They're just sort of, their spidey sense starts tingling where she gets a little nutty because she got overstimulated when she was young.
Yeah.
Now she needs it every day.
Yep.
And the guy's feeling is sort of like something weird is coming this way. And I just want to watch TV.
Yeah.
And then he starts to shut down a little bit because your weirdness is what sort of... At the beginning, you guys are both effing like rabbits. Mm-hmm. All bets are off. But now you have a kid. Now you're mommy. Now you're coming at him and he's sensing that weirdness.
It'd be something like that.
I know we got to take a break. Melissa?
Yeah.
Have you got any help for the fact that your dad beat on you?
No.
Might be worthwhile doing
See if you can get your husband talk to him about it. Why don't you just have an open talk with him about it? But you should get
hard
some help for the...
Him.
All right, get some help for the abuse your dad put down on you.
Also makes me worry about who he is, given dad.
All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. Adam Scott here, a sensual man from Monster-in-Law, and we'll be back in a few. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Tomorrow night from The Contender, my favorite new TV show, Sergio the Latin Snake.
Oh, man, that show is awesome.
It's
a great show.
Awesome. It is so compelling.
This past Sunday, best fight yet.
Yeah.
By far.
Easily.
Unbelievable.
It's a show where you're literally, and I hate people say literally, because they usually say jumped out of my skin. Drew, you understand?
I wonder what happened to your skin.
I literally jumped out of my skin. This guy scared me so much. Literally out of it. Literally. I can't stand that guy. Oh, if I could find that guy to somehow, if I could find a guy who could weave in literally and misuse literally and then misuse the everything happens for a reason and then wrap it all up with, but at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason. I literally jumped out of my skin and then realized at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason and then worked the house so in there.
You know what I'm sick of is people who say, I didn't love that movie. Why don't you just say you didn't like, you hated it?
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
I like it. I just don't like it.
No. I'm getting uncomfortable with this whole
conversation. Sorry, Adam is in the movie Monster-in-Law. And, so tomorrow night, Sergio. And, yes, The Contender. The thing about The Contender is at the end of the fight, you are on your feet. You are not on your feet sort of cheering, like pacing. You're nervous, you're uncomfortable,
absolutely.
You're wringing your hands. It's tense. I mean, you have a sort of visceral reaction to it. You're sort of pacing around. Wow.
Well, because you get to know these guys so well, that it's such a good show in that you really go into these guys' lives.
Yeah, and when they're going at it at the end, it's just, it's like seeing two good friends of yours or two friends of yours beating the crap out of each other. It's really compelling stuff. Anyway, Sergio is one of the better fighters on the on the squad, and I think it's down to the final four, going for that $1 million being here tomorrow night. And again, it's one of those things, Drew, we always talk about how everyone writes these workout books and all these kind of stuff. Probably the best fighter in the whole group, the other Latin guy, is the guy who looks worse with his shirt off.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. It couldn't, couldn't. If you were a doctor and you had to draw blood, you couldn't find a vein on the guy.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Guy?
The other Mexican.
Alfonso.
Oh, yeah.
Alfonso, the least, like, if you saw him at the beach with a shirt off, you'd be like, hey, skinny, go get me a Mountain Dew from the snack bar, Max Schnell. I'll also put a good whooping on you. You know, he looks like, it's like Roberto Duran. Duran just like, sort of this layer of thick skin around his midsection and stuff. Well, how does that work?
That's genes.
There's no muscle tone in the guy's arm while he's beating the crap out of you.
There's a few guys like that on the show that aren't really sculpted in any way.
Most of them, you know, it's hard to be 155 pounds and not have an ounce of fat on you and not look good with your shirt off, but a couple of them managed to do it.
Amazing.
And they're the better fighters in the group. And that's all I'm saying. And All these guys do is skip rope and do push-ups all day.
We need a contender swan.
We do. See which one's the best-looking guy who ever beat the crap out of you?
Do lipo on him.
Oh, we make him over.
The swan, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the swan. What happened to the swan? Is that around?
I don't think so. Oh, I hope it's coming back.
I do, too. I like when they pull the gauze off the person's face and start screaming in front
of the mirror. It's good stuff. Quality.
You'd look at yourself in a spoon or something, wouldn't you? All right. Or in the reflection of water, like the story, right?
All right. Yeah. I literally looked at my reflection in the water, and I couldn't believe it.
Fell in and died.
Literally died. Literally died, and what the hell? Jessica?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, like, almost 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago or something like that, my ex hit me with a car.
Mm-hmm.
And he shattered my pelvis bone, and there's pee still stuck in my uterine
what?
Wall. And I'm pregnant. And I wanted to know.
You got
to
get a better HMO.
If that would complicate.
Number one. Drew, does anyone ever just break their pelvis in one place? They always seem to shatter it.
No, you can break. Usually it's to two places, actually. The pubic rami down here. Just go ding, ding,
people,
just,
but they call that shattered.
That must go
shattered. Shattered pelvis is a little different. Shattered is when you go on the pelvic crest or something gets broken into pieces.
People are loose with that term.
Yeah.
He intentionally ran you over or hit you with the car?
Yes.
And why did he do that?
I'm not sure. He was
into
drugs and stuff pretty bad. And I don't know. He just tripped out one day.
Did you run in front of the car and yell, you're not going to your buddy's house?
No, I was standing in the driveway. He was coming in.
He was a runaway bride.
Oh, he was coming into the driveway.
Yeah, and I was standing there. And
you guys hadn't been arguing or anything?
He pulled in slow, and then he saw me, and he just sped up and hit me.
Oh, God.
Amphetamines.
He's in jail now.
Oh, good. That's good. What were we doing in the driveway?
I was waiting for him to come home.
Did you guys talk on the phone?
No.
Did you call the police?
Well, yeah. His mom did.
Afterwards. Okay. Afterwards.
How do you just generally go out in the driveway and wait for him to come home?
Well, he had the keys, and I was locked out of the trailer.
Trailer.
And so.
By the way, hold on. You can get into a trailer with a can opener. You don't need keys. You can't get locked out of a trailer. You can punch your way into a trailer.
Can opener.
You can't get locked out of it.
I think you can push your way into a trailer.
Yes, you can lean it your way into a trailer. Look, all I got to do is drill out a couple of spot rivets and peel it open, and I'm in. Yeah, it's no excuse for being locked over my trailer. And by the way, here's what I'm guessing. First of all, when you have a trailer, you don't have a driveway. You got gravel. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not a driveway. Yeah, it's a ramp.
He locked him up. He locked him up and slid in her. But he's...
Asian?
He's in the... Asian or Jew? Asian or Jew? And I've been wrong the last 15 times I've tried this, but I got to be right this time. Is this guy an Asian or a Jew?
Neither.
Oh, my God! I can't believe it! It's all there. The amphetamine abuse.
Trailer.
The prison. The trailer. The running into the girlfriend. Drew, how many times have I been wrong about this?
Every time.
Every Crazy. Time. It's all there, too. Oh, can't believe
it. What about the mom calling the cops on her son?
Japanese.
It's a complicated situation.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jessica, of course, having a shattered pelvis, having bone in your uterine wall will affect things. I can't really predict how much it's
going to
affect.
Don't they want to get that out?
Too late now.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's pregnant?
Yeah, yeah.
Who got you pregnant this time? I mean, who's this guy?
My current boyfriend. We're still together, and
refreshing.
We're going to get married and everything, but...
The guy that hit you?
Huh? No.
New guy. Yeah.
New guy.
It's good that you underline still, by the way, when you're talking about a new guy.
We're still together.
It's crystal clear. The guy you haven't spoken about before, you're still together with.
Crystal should be Jessica's real name.
Thank goodness you and this guy we've never heard of have made it.
Is Jessica your real name?
Yes.
Okay. So Jessica, I'm sure the doctors would say something if they thought this was going to pose a threat.
Have you had any
to her, and she told me she didn't know if it would complicate anything.
Hold on. You're going to a sheet? You're going to a chick doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah,
you better talk to a dude, stat.
Well, she's talking to one now, and I don't know either. It's obviously not normal. It's probably not going to affect things very much. I really don't think it will.
Well, I'm just...
I need Jessica. Jessica, how's this new guy? I don't trust him.
He's nice. He's in college and stuff right now, and...
Where's his trailer?
He doesn't have a trailer.
Oh, all right. So he's homeless.
No, he's renting a house.
He's renting a house.
Where's he going? Junior college?
It's got to be junior college.
No, it's a university in Idaho.
Wow. Really?
Do you go there too?
No, I dropped out of school when I was 16.
Smart. Jeez. And he's a student, and you guys are going to get married?
Yeah.
What's he studying in college?
I don't know.
Okay.
Very, very close. Very close.
You guys are thick as thieves.
Well, they need something to talk about when they get married.
All right, this will be it.
Hey, congratulations, sweetie.
He's like,
thanks.
He does many different classes and stuff. He does.
Oh, Adam, I had to get that down. Many different classes.
He doesn't know what he wants to major in yet.
All right, he doesn't have a major.
He's only been there a year, and he's not sure what his major is going to be yet.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, I was going to say Mazel Tov, but again, you remind me you're not a Jew. I can't. I'm still reeling.
Arigato.
Jessica, have fun with the kid. No more. Give it a few years. Let him finish college.
Please.
Get a nice degree and a nice job. And I hope you can put this whole episode behind you.
Thank you.
Good times. Right.
And good times, of course.
I am happy that now Jessica is with someone who's not going to hit her with a car, though. That's at least an improvement.
Yeah.
It's definitely a step up. Here's my worry. If this guy's a nice guy, she might get tired of him.
Oh, for sure. That's what I was thinking.
You are, huh?
Yeah. She'll do something to this guy. But let's not jinx
it. All right. Let's not jinx it. I think we just jinxed it.
And maybe
sometimes they get so radically abused, they contain it. You know, they kind of, and then have enough stability that they start to actually improve their attachments and things.
Okay. All right. Is this L or Ellie?
L.
L.
Okay.
Hi. How are you?
Hey. What's happening?
Hi.
Hi. So I have a question. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years now, and I just worry that we're kind of moving in different directions. When we met, I was actually in junior college. And I am graduating Berkeley now, honors, going on to graduate school.
Oh, no, hold on a second.
Mm.
Where this is going is she was one of the rare escapees.
You made it out of junior college.
No way. No, hang on. No way. Two of them. L. Hold on a second. No way. Two of them are making it out. You see what I'm saying? So she got out, and he's kept his old
place. Where's he at? Where's your boyfriend at?
He's back home in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Junior college?
No.
Where's he going?
He doesn't go to college.
But if he was, he would go to junior college.
You met in junior college?
No.
Where'd you meet?
I'm so confused.
Didn't she say we met in junior college?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Where did you meet?
We met when I was in junior college. Sorry.
All right. And he's how old?
He's 26 and I'm 25.
And he does what out in Los Angeles?
You know, like bartending and waiting.
He wants to be an actor or something?
No, doesn't want to be an actor.
He just wants a bartender?
Yeah, I'll go on to graduate school. You're going to forget about this one.
He's just bartending?
Yeah.
Well, does he want to do anything other than bartend?
Yeah, he's definitely got interest, but at this point, like, I don't think he's really sure exactly what they are.
Here's the deal. If you smoke a ton of weed, it's hard to get out of the...
Yeah, and that's my biggest thing. I'm not concerned about what he's going to do, per se, because I'm not really, like,
he's a stoner.
With that. My biggest thing is just weed. Like, that is something I absolutely will not have in my life. And
well, if he's... your dad must have done
dad,
that, too.
Alcoholic or pot smoker?
Yeah.
No.
Mom?
What's up?
I just don't agree with it. I don't know. I'm just...
Uptight?
No, I just...
Not a sensual woman. Central woman would not be uptight about her.
One thing about marijuana addiction is that it tends to take the wind out of one's ability to initiate action.
Exactly.
And so, and it's a very difficult drug to treat. It's profoundly addictive for some people.
But Drew, it's emotionally addictive, physically, psychologically addictive.
Physically. That's my question.
It's physically profoundly addictive. And what you can say to him, you might be doing him a great service by saying, I can't see you doing this. I can see you changing. I can't go on. If the drug is going to be in your life, you've got to get treatment.
Well, he quits. You know.
No, he won't stay quit. Though.
You're in Berkeley. He's in L.A. You're smart. He's stupid. Move on.
How long have you guys been together?
Almost 3 years.
Well, that's a significant amount of time.
Yeah,
better 25-year-old.
Better throw bad years after good.
They could have broke up 8 months ago,
right,
though.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
If you'd been living together, if you'd been in the same vicinity continuously, you probably would have broken up long ago.
I don't know.
Distance keeps the love alive, keeps the heart fond.
Yeah.
Absence actually makes the heart grow fond.
But I understand what you're saying.
The heart grow fond with distance.
Yeah.
I get it. Cool.
Well, let me tell you something. A new broom sweeps clean, so get yourself a new guy.
Your turn.
And he'll go down on you like nobody's
business.
There's
a lot of really hot hippies
here's
in Berkeley.
The deal.
Oh, God, no, there isn't.
They'll realize that marijuana for some people is profoundly addictive. They will maintain their relationship with pot in deference to everything else. They will lose lots of things. It takes a lot of motivation before they're willing to get treatment for it, and it is a very difficult addiction to treat. I treat it all the time.
They will lose their keys.
Absolutely.
Lose their
keys.
That's the number one lose their sunglasses.
That is the number one complaint of my marijuana addicted patients, which is I can't find my car keys, and I can't complete my resume. Those are the number two complaints.
Can't complete my resume.
I never get it done.
Can't get to Kinko's.
I'm always going to get a job. I've got great ideas. I want to do this.
Right.
Never complete my resume.
Right. Here's the thing I've found with my buddies who smoke copious amounts of weed. They don't really look at it as getting high. They look at it as sort of regulating.
Maintenance, yeah.
Sure.
They don't call it maintenance, but they say like, No, this is sort of crazy society we live in, and this is how I'm able to cope. I mean, you don't see me freaking out. You don't see me yelling at anybody. You don't see me throwing tantrums. This is the way I regulate. And they're sort of, in a weird way, it's sort of hard to argue with it because I'm having 14 tantrums a day, and they never are.
Here's the deal. It is addictive, therefore there will be consequence and there will be losses as a result of it. If you're having trouble regulating, you need a diagnosis and a treatment. It'd be like a doctor taking medication on his own because he or she felt kind of weird and wanted to regulate, so pop some medication.
No, I think they think of it like yoga.
I understand, but it isn't. It's an addiction. It's progressive. It's a chemical. You're using it to regulate, which is exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it's not a therapeutic regulation. It has consequences.
But what about regulation? What if it's for recreation? What if it's like every few months, every
then
few
whatever,
weeks, something like
that? Whatever.
No big deal.
That's not addiction.
Let's
that's
say
not.
You did a big movie with J-Lo, and it was time to blow off a little steam, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if he didn't, he would literally jump out of his skin.
Literally.
Too uptight.
Literally.
And then literally jump back into my skin and come do Loveline.
That's right. And at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason.
It's true.
Tim?
It's true. Heard that.
Hey, how are you guys?
You're 19?
Yep.
Oh, here's the other one. It's gone, but I'm glad. What up?
Nothing really. I need to know. When I was about a year ago, I had sex with a girl, and I got an STD.
What did you get?
I got chlamydia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, what happened is now I need to know how to ask a girl if she has an STD without ruining the mood or really ticking her off.
Okay. Mason jar?
What about a condom?
It sounds bogus.
In the beginning.
Yeah, but some people have a bogus cadence.
Is it just he's so constricted and affected?
Yeah. It's hard to tell. There's some guys, Adam Scott is a great thespian, would not know this.
Right, never know who's acting.
There's some people that everything that comes out of their mouth seems like a lie.
Right.
I always feel sorry for these guys when they get pulled over.
Yeah.
But it's such a mundane lie if he actually lied.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
It's not very clever.
It's a weak-ass bogus call.
All right, here we go. Let's answer it. How do you ask a girlfriend? First of all, you wear condoms.
Yeah.
All the time.
Why?
Secondly.
I even wore a condom, but the doctor said when I was messing around with, her private parts and stuff, me putting on the.
I can't help it, though.
Private parts.
Do you understand? It's a painful tooth I can't stop flicking with my tongue.
Didn't private parts go out with sensual in the late 70s?
Tim?
Yeah.
Please tell us you're making this up.
No, actually, I'm not.
And remember the international convention.
I just don't want to piss this girl off and stuff. I mean, there was this girl and stuff, and I didn't want to piss her off, and I ended up not even having sex with her because it's just the fact that, I mean, I'm embarrassed about the fact that I got an STD because it was my first time having sex when I did get the STD.
Let me ask some probing questions.
You didn't have an STD.
What room are you in?
No, I didn't. What?
What room are you in?
I'm in my bedroom.
Why does it sound like
my apartment?
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Is your bedroom inside of a large tunnel?
No, I have an unusually deep and loud voice. That's why it sounds so weird.
I like that. And I believe him now. I now believe him.
Okay, here's the deal. This is a guy with, like, OCD. Mm-hmm. Freaked out at the first time he had sex. Mm-hmm. I doubt that he even had an STD first go around. He may have had just urethritis or something.
Mm-hmm.
Did he actually do a chlamydia screen on you?
Mm-hmm.
I actually got tested and stuff, and it actually said I had an STD. Mm-hmm. They say it could have been that or the condom broke. One of those things.
All right.
Well, the condom break makes some sense, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, use a condom properly. Don't break
it. Tim, what's going on? Are you going to college?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
You're living on your own, though.
Yes, I am. I'm living in an apartment with my twin brother.
Weird. And isn't that weird? Is that weird?
Actually, no. Surprisingly, we don't fight as often because we have different work schedules, so we never see each other.
Do you guys look alike?
No, we look nothing alike. I got the Polish side. He got the Irish side.
All right.
Mm. Brother's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Well, no, dad was.
Ah, okay. Right. Well, there you go.
And do you guys, so you guys are cool? Do you dress alike, though, just for fun?
No.
Okay.
You should.
Hey, do people do, people don't dress their twins alike anymore, really, do they?
No.
Somebody decided.
That's bad times.
It took 700 years to figure out that wasn't a great gig for a kid to be dressed. I actually have his doppelganger next to him in the same Dutch boy outfit at age 14.
Maybe The Shining put an end to that.
The two girls. Oh, no, don't bring up The Shining.
No, I saw it.
Drew saw it. Drew, what year did you see The Shining in?
2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Scariest movie
it,
ever made.
Was it because it was freaking you out and you didn't want to?
Because I yelled. No, because I kept yelling at him. Because I would make those kinds of references and I would look at Drew and it was the usual Etch-A-Sketch. It was still in the box.
Right.
That's true. Drew's normal look is Etch-A-Sketch at the store. Either nothing or something some idiot had been fiddling with but couldn't get to the controls.
Right. It's random.
It's just sort of random stuff. Someone had peeled part of the cardboard box back and fiddled with it. All right. Scary movie.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
Listen, all you kids, you got to see The Shining. Slow burn, too, baby. First hour, just weird, but nothing.
Actually, for all the teenagers listening, all the teenage boys, rent that and have the girl over.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good scary movie for high school.
And here's the thing, too. Let me say something else to you kids. You're into immediate gratification. We just are. It's like you want it now. You watch a movie. You watch a horror movie. They have a horror scene at the very beginning of the movie. Now, most of these slasher teen movies start with a scene where the person's being stabbed in a shower and then go to the campus and then it gets scary again. You know what I mean? You don't realize it, but you're your own worst enemy in this thing by demanding so much action so early.
Yeah.
This movie has a good slow burn and it forces you to sort of get sucked into it and then you're woven into the fabric of it and then they get you. I literally jumped out of my skin. literally out of my skin. Adam Scott is here tonight. We will. He's got a movie that's. It's quite frankly, it's not The Shining. It's a comedy.
It's not. But you know, everything happens for a reason.
It absolutely does. He literally jumped out of his skin when he saw his paycheck.
But you will literally laugh your ass off.
Your ass will be left. A bloody stump of your ass is all you will leave.
Because you will literally
laugh your ass off in Monster-in-Law, everyone. Coming to theaters this Friday. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Adam Scott is here tonight. Adam Scott is here from the new movie Monster-in-Law, which you've seen. Well, if you're alive and you're in this country, you've seen a billboard for in the last 12 seconds.
But be careful because you were literally laughing.
You literally laugh your ass off, and that's where we'll be left.
But if you go to the movie, you'll know that everything happens for a reason. You're supposed to be there.
That's true. It does.
You will literally
laugh your ass off. Adam is also going to be coming up in The Matador, new movie with Pierce Brosnan. Really, I'll tell you, you're a couple of projects away from not coming back on this show, Adam. I got to be honest
be
with
careful.
You. Your career's really going well for you.
Never.
Really?
Never.
That's what I love. That's what I love. That's what Joey Slotnick said.
We'll never
and
see
where
him
is he now?
Yeah.
Oh, Joey Slotnick?
We're not having him on. That's right. Oh, that's the other way.
That's
once in a while it works for us.
Right.
All right, good.
Really? Did that really happen?
No.
Oh.
I decided to bring his name up. What name is that?
Sonia?
Sonia, whatever.
How do you spell your name?
S-O-N-J-A.
Oh, it's misspelled. That's it.
All right.
What's
it
up?
It is misspelled.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for about a year and a half. And, like, halfway through our relationship about 6 months ago, he brought in to our relationship that he enjoyed anal sex, both giving it and receiving it.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mm. The receiving is a different...
Yeah.
And I'm really open about trying new things. You know, I've always been taught and I've always thought that, you know, you should never say you don't like something unless you try it.
When your grandfather gave you that speech, he meant toward other cultures.
He was
not talking about fudge packet.
He was talking about tortellini.
Yeah.
Right.
He meant lasagna.
He wanted you to try Thai food.
Right.
not don the strap on and bang the bejesus out of your bi boyfriend.
Right, and I understand that.
Or maybe that is exactly what he meant.
He was introducing you to his new Asian lady friend.
Right.
And didn't want you to freak out. Grandma had been 6 years in the ground, and it was time to move on. He wasn't thinking about you putting a strap on him. I hope I get to that point in my life where I'm introducing someone to my lady friend. Because my lady friend.
It literally means you've arrived.
It means I'm driving it. First off, you got to have a nice ride. Huh. Or you don't get to have a lady friend.
Yeah.
Nobody drives a rusted out Subaru station wagon as a lady friend.
If you ever say you have a lady friend, I will put a bullet in you.
Drew, you'll be too old to do anything about it back then.
I'll have somebody else do it.
By then. Because I'll be at least in my late 60s, except for my hair will be in its like early 30s. And I'll have my lady friend. I want to introduce you to my lady friend.
You drive a big Eldorado.
And I'll be cruising. And I don't mean cruising boulevard on a ship 9 months out of the year.
That's right.
Sonia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But, yeah, what were we talking about?
The anal sex.
Oh, yeah. So how do you feel about... Now, does he want you to put on a strap-on?
He didn't really say he would... I'm sure he would enjoy it. And I didn't mind it at first, and it was something new and, you know, different. And now it's kind of weirding me out.
Hold on. What was new and different?
The whole anal sex for me.
Yeah, no, I'm hip, but him doing it to you.
Right.
But you've never done anything to him.
No.
All right. Okay. And what's the question?
But now it's, like, weirding me out, and I don't know how to bring up the fact that it does weird me out, and I don't enjoy it anymore because he knows I enjoyed it. And it was for about a period of 4 months that I enjoyed it, and then it just got to the point of where I didn't enjoy it anymore.
You know what you should tell him? You should tell him it weirds you out and you don't enjoy it anymore.
Yeah. Tell him the honeymoon between his dork and your third eye is over.
Why did you suddenly switch off to it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea. It was one night I was enjoying it, and the next night it was like I didn't even,
Do you think it's his weird preoccupation
with it? It's
that
way with me and raviolios, by the way.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Do you think it's his weird preoccupation with it?
I don't know. It might be because he enjoys it so much that it was, like, weirding me out that he enjoys it.
Yeah. You're freaked out.
When guys get into fetishes...
Guy's weird, too.
Yeah, when people get into fetishes, usually a healthy partner will start
to... He's a professional body piercer.
So it couldn't have surprised you with the whole anal thing.
Speaking of anal, is that your kid that you're beating up?
No, I'm packing a pack of cigarettes.
Oh.
Why do we hear it?
What was that weird crying?
Yeah.
It was my daughter yawning in the back, asleep.
Okay, so it wasn't.
It wasn't your kid then.
No, because I'm driving and I pulled over to the side of the road, so the car stopped moving, so she's starting to wake up.
Yeah, we asked if that was a child.
Yeah, he said no.
I said I wasn't beating on my child. I didn't deny there was a child in the car.
All right, now you're quickly going, you're turning into a mess.
Yeah.
Here's the deal with the kid. Ash out of the sunroof. Otherwise, you'll burn a retina when you're just tipping it out the window.
Yeah,
you're
on the freeway, especially. Got some pierces all over the place, too.
What's going on with you, Sonia? You screwed up?
Somebody beat on Sonia.
Someone beat on you?
Not to my knowledge. No.
No?
No?
No? Nobody? Where's your dad?
He lives a couple hours away from me.
Aha. Uh-huh. When did he leave the house?
When I was 18 months old.
18 months.
Wow.
All right.
Why'd he leave?
Him and my mom didn't get along anymore.
All right.
Was there violence in the home?
Any violence?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
All right. But at 18 months, what do you
Who
know?
Knows, yeah.
And did you, have you seen him? You kept in contact with him?
Yeah, I actually have a really good relationship with him.
All right. And this guy, the fudge packer, is the father of your child, or that's another guy?
No, he is the father of my child.
He is?
The fudge packer.
Yes.
The bi-piercing nut job.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hold on. Asian. No, Jew. I can't decide. What is it? Asian
Mexican.
Or Jewish?
Mexican.
All right. See, Drew? I'm always wrong. No inside at all. All right, listen. No more kids, right?
Okay.
Can you do that?
I'm good with no more kids.
All right, but you have to actually not just wish it away. You have to take birth control and stuff, right?
I bought birth control. I'm on depo.
Good girl. Good girl. Okay. You need to say to this guy now, I was going to tell you to dump the guy.
Yeah.
Now that he's the father of your child, you need to say to him, look, I'm not into this anymore. Let's turn the page in the, let's turn the page and move forward. And if he can't do that, you're going to have to really talk to him.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she gave him a good couple of months of anal.
Look,
I mean,
the average guy gets three and a half weeks of anal before that party.
Three and a half tries,
and then the anal tent packs up
literally
and goes to a new
leaves
town.
Leaves town.
Literally jumped out of his anus. All right, let's keep talking to Jennifer's 23. Jennifer?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, I have a question. I was listening to the guy talking about you guys are talking about weed and how it affects you.
Yeah.
Well, I have trouble remembering things, and I get angry a lot. Is that because of the drugs, or could it be something else?
Here's the memory problems and depression. A combination of memory problems and depression and anxiety is typically ecstasy and crystal meth.
Okay.
So if you did a bunch of amphetamine and a bunch of ecstasy,
it's not marijuana.
It actually causes not pot.
Oh.
It causes a brain damage. Now
Adam will see you in the parking lot after the show.
No, totally.
The only possibility, only reversible possibility, is if you are not satisfactorily engaged in a program of recovery and you're getting depressed, that can make you seem forgetful and obviously irritable too. So you may want to get actively involved in recovery, and that might help some of these symptoms. And with time, some of them get better, but typically the depression and the memory problems from methamphetamine and the sort of paranoia are permanent.
Does it say she's doing meth?
What are you doing?
Nothing now. I did this when I was 18, 19,
what?
And I'm 23 now.
What drugs?
I did weed, crystal, I did meth, I did
ecstasy,
acid.
There you go. So there you go.
I did everything. Like,
well, let's save some time and tell us what you didn't do. Be faster.
That's
all right, baby
nice.
Doll. But you've cleaned up your act?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything anymore. I'm just wondering, like, should I go talk? Excuse me, I don't want to get on medication. I don't want to do that. I was on it once, and then I stopped it.
Why were you on it? For this reason?
For depression. And I just felt so, like, zoned out. I couldn't function. I would just
should find something that you're not aware you're taking, but you have injured your brain. Literally,
how much of it did she do?
She's having the symptoms of it. Some people, they don't have to do that much. But what happens is that with the ecstasy and the amphetamine is the vesicles that package the neurochemicals, the norepinephrine and the serotonin
stuff. I just keep hearing lightweight.
They actively push out the chemical into the synaptic space, and then they don't reform normally. And so the neurochemical gets free in the cytoplasm of the cell and goes back and becomes a free radical and destroys the cell.
I
just heard lightweight.
Anything to do with her being so young when she was doing it?
No. It's a free radical formation. It just destroys the cells. And once they're out there, once the brain damage occurs, that's it.
Jennifer.
Yes.
How much of this did you do? And what's the worst, Drew? Ecstasy?
Ecstasy, yeah.
Really? Worse than crystal meth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was more meth than anything, like crank. I was doing more crank, and then I started doing ecstasy, which I didn't really do much of it, but I did, you know.
More than 20 hits, you're in trouble.
How'd the LSD?
No, more than 20. Probably about.
That's what I'm talking about. 10. Now, what about the LSD? That's a good one.
LSD creates memory and mood, creates mood problems and personality changes, not so much memory problems. The memory and mood is a meth ecstasy thing.
Oh, meth is a memory thing.
Yeah.
I know you said that 28 seconds ago, but I don't recall. And even if I mean one smokes it.
Literally
smoking it. Literally.
It's worse when you smoke it.
I'll tell you, I've tried meth before. I've probably done meth a couple times in my day. And back in my youth, you know, I didn't understand it. I just did it because, you know, what the hell? Why not? I live in North Hollywood. Huh. Well, someone's got meth. Let's do some. You stay up. You can't go to bed. You're miserable the following day. And you don't feel high as much as you feel just sort of altered. I know some people dig it. To me, I love napping so much. You know, I'm a Corolla. We're descended from tree sloths, by the way. my if you look at my family's tree, there's actually sloths sleeping in the tree. They're actually in the tree sleeping. Sleep is so precious to me that actually this magical drug that lets
evil.
You not sleep.
Evil.
Yeah, what else? What other side effects? Oh, can't beat off? Fantastic. Where do I get it? You know what I mean?
Can't beat off, can't sleep. You're too fat.
What else? I'll throw up if I eat pizza. What
isn't
else?
It like a real emotional come down, like cry when you see a tree kind of thing?
When you come off it?
Yeah. Like
it's a bummer. It's just you feel
any
like,
stimulants
well,
to come off of.
Here's the deal. Stay up for 48 hours and tell me how you feel when you're done. You know, I don't know if it's that or you just haven't slept in 2 days. You feel like hell, obviously. Your head's pounding. To me, I understand margaritas. I understand a bong load. Mm-hmm. I understand mushrooms. I understand getting high. I understand getting effed up. And by the way, I understand Coke.
You don't or do?
Oh, no, I do. Oh, good Coke.
Oh, Adam. Uh-oh.
Good Coke.
Ooh.
Not speedy Coke. Good Coke. Yeah. A little booger sugar. Oh, yeah.
Sugar. That, nose candy.
No, you feel good. You do some good Coke, and you're like, oh, yeah. I see what people are talking about now.
Yeah.
I know now why. I
feel like a million
what
bucks.
What Don Johnson was trying to do over there. I see this is good. But speed, didn't understand it. Don't understand it. Can't understand it. Won't understand it. But literally jumped out of my skin when I was high on speed.
Oh, wow.
Literally.
I'm glad you stopped, though. I mean, everything happens for a reason. You stopped.
Thank you. It's true. Monster-in-Law, name of Adam Scott's new movie, coming out in 3,000 screens, coming up maybe 3,500. How many screens? And don't tell me you don't know.
I think it's 3,100 screens.
3,100
screens.
That's
a lot of screens.
That is, you know how many more screens that is than our movies, Drew?
Your movies?
Yeah.
Your movie being?
I don't have movies. It's 3,100 more.
I see.
Yeah. Drew was in a major movie.
Oh, I know.
3,500 screens.
New York Minute.
3,500 screens. New York Minute.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And that many viewers.
You know how long it was on those 3,500 screens?
Yeah. My wife went and saw that opening weekend.
No.
She did. She did.
I'm only laughing because I know your wife. It'll be fun when I make fun of her next
you
time
should.
I see her.
Please
What's
do.
She thinking?
She did. She went to the Grove and saw that.
Hi. She literally jumped out of her skin. All right. Well, where were you, by the way? I wish my wife would just go to crappy movies.
I was probably seeing something more stupid.
Oh, you guys went to a
No. I wasn't there with her, but I know she went and did it. I was busy. I probably would have gone if
I will. I will confront her.
But you know what? I didn't get to the film, but everything happens for a reason. I think I will probably see it on cable.
You definitely will see it on.
Yeah, I will literally see it on cable.
You cannot literally see it on cable. We will.
You'll literally laugh and cry.
You'll literally laugh and cry and plots. We will take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back. Literally after this. That's today. Yeah. Hey everybody. It's Ace. I'm a sensual man, and I'm a Gemini. That's Dr. Drew. You know what I love about guys? Worked with Drew for 10 years, have no idea what a sign is. Zero. Drew barely knows what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what yours is.
You don't know what yours is?
Literally.
He literally doesn't know what it is.
You know what it is.
I know mine is.
Yeah.
Know
what is yours, Drew?
Virgo.
Virgo. That means you're what?
Whatever.
All right.
I don't know.
He doesn't know. But it means you're tenacious and try to perform oral on yourself.
And
I like one really good one and one really embarrassing one. It is the same quality if you think about it. It's actually the actual, yeah, it's the definition of tenacious.
Yes.
It really is. And Adam Scott is here tonight. He's a...
Aries.
Aries. Yeah. I knew it. And what do you... What's that mean?
You know, they're all the same. It's just they got a thesaurus and found different words to describe these general things. So everyone's is the same, right?
Right.
Ambitious, playful, right. You know, whatever it is.
Right. Yeah, but watch out. This kitty has claws.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's like, yeah, I always love that. And that's why chicks fall prey to the soothsayers and the guys don't, because it's always, you're a good person. And look, if you're in a good mood, hey, if you're you can be someone's best friend or their worst enemy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing about you,
everyone's like, oh, that's me.
You're great. You're great. You're a great parent. You're a great spouse. You're a great coworker. But back you into a corner and watch out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or start trying to mess with your kids. Is there any way? Yeah. I want to see a guy who goes and mess with your kids and you turn a blind eye. You're indifferent.
Right.
Like, that's the guy I want to pay money to because, yeah. Oh, protective. By the way, you see this woman. She's 40. She's driving a Lexus. She's well-to-do. She has three kids. She's just shown you the pictures of them for the fourth time.
But uninterested.
And you're going way out on a limb and say if somebody tries to hurt her kid, she's going to be upset? Shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell you what else, too. You try to stick to a diet, but once in a while, you cheat.
Right. Or work is really tough this week, but you're going to pull through.
That's right. That's right. And they just tell them all sorts of stuff they want. You're really creative. You're really creative. The work you're doing now, though, doesn't fully exploit
that. Right, right.
And you know what? There's a side to you that you show the world, a side to you that people see, and then there's another side to you that you protect.
And they're like,
hidden.
Oh, yeah, the sand paintings I've been thinking about. maybe I should really kick that into gear.
And by the way, if they really did protect that second side of them, they wouldn't admit it to the gypsy lady. They'd go, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Who'd you hear that from? No way.
The gypsy lady. Where's the gypsy lady?
I don't know. She went with the sensual woman. Gypsy ladies are sensual, though.
They have sensual massage
oils. With the witchy woman and all that stuff.
That's true. Clint?
Yeah.
22?
Yep.
You know, it seems like there should be more guys named Clint. There just should be. Clint's a cool name.
It's a good name.
Clint, by the way, Clint Eastwood was sort of canceled out by Clint Howard, so now it's even.
Right, right.
Clint is now washed.
We can start over.
The point is Clint is a cool name. Clint Eastwood has been on the scene for 50 years. Every other kid your kids in school with should be named Clint.
You would think so.
Where's the Clints? Mm. Go ahead, Clint.
Mine's spelled with a K, actually.
All right, what's up?
Oh, how obnoxious.
I'm having
short,
trouble.
Hold on. Is that short for something?
No, just this one.
To kick your dad in the nuts for me next time.
Does that make it Russian if it's spelled with a K?
No, I don't think so. I'm actually Danish.
All right, just change it to C, but go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm having trouble getting over my girlfriend's sexual past. She used to be a junkie. She's been clean for about a year and a half now. I mean, I've heard stories from everything from her being with two guys to having had sex for money to blah, blah. I mean, I've been around the block a few times. I've slept with 15 people. She slept with a couple more than that. But these kind of stories, especially the people for money thing, just...
Yeah.
She was a drug addict, Clint. Drug addicts do crazy things. Female drug addicts frequently end up exchanging money for sex.
At least she was high. I mean, you had a sort of the only excuse you can really have for this.
That can really significantly change and stay changed.
Yeah. Hey, Clint. Here's the thing. I'm putting him on hold because connection is bad. Here's the thing. When you're 22, these kinds of things are big issues, and you have a lot of energy around them.
I know a solution. They're great. Have a hymenoplasty. Put the hymen back, and she'll be a virgin again.
Oh, replace the hymen.
There you go. Be perfect.
Okay.
Crazy.
I put one in her mouth, too, so I get a virgin with the BJ.
Sure, sure. And maybe one around the okay sign of the finger.
Well, that's true, but it's hard for her to work with the webbing.
Right, the web there. Yeah.
It does help in the pool, tell you that. She's like Aquaman.
Yeah, the guys have a lot of energy on this. Thank God she's in recovery. Hopefully she'll sustain it, and that'll be that.
Well, and it could be worse. If she was having sex with people for money, and she's only had sex with a couple more than he has.
No, that's baloney.
Yeah, she's got to add another
couple tricks.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing. Let's not freak Clint out. Here's the deal. It is a much nicer life if she's not acting out now. If she's clean and sober and doing her routine and sticking with her program, she's made a pretty big change in her life. You should applaud her for that and get over it and move forward.
There you go.
Okay? Now hold on, Drew. Let me say this. I don't know why, but I brought up Aquaman or Aquawoman. Mm. There should have been an Aquawoman.
There was no Aquawoman.
We got stuck with that faggoty guy in the Speedos the whole time and the blonde hair.
It's a perfect opportunity for a bikini.
Put a chick in something and put her in the water.
At least like some sort of mermaid-like.
Yeah, we got some dude talking to a whale. What the F? Yeah.
I think he dated a starfish.
Yeah.
For a chocolate starfish.
How gay were the guys who came up? You see, with that weird bleach blonde hair and a weird package and like a weird outfit.
The gill shirt.
Super gill shirt. Big old package stuffed into a Speedos like some sort of European tourist.
It worries me you were looking at that so
you can't
careful.
Miss it. I literally jumped out of my underoos. Literally. The point is they should have come up with Aquawoman.
Yeah.
That's clearly dropped the ball on that
one.
All right. I'm sure Aquaman will find someone. I mean, everything happens for a reason.
I want to see her, that's all. Adam's correct. We have to take a quick break. Monster in Law coming out this Friday. We'll be right back after this. Well, there you go, everybody. That's the show. Tomorrow night, The Contender. We got the Sergio the Latin Snake. And I think, who else is coming on?
Jonathan
Reed, who's a KG veteran. I think he's one of the older guys who was eliminated earlier, but in the running to come back and do the undercard. Best show on TV. Best movie, not on TV, Monster in Law.
Starting Friday the 13th.
That's right. This Friday, our good friend Adam Scott, God bless Scott. Literally.
Thank you.
Literally run to the theater.
Literally run to this theater because it's...
Yeah, it's standing room, literally standing room only. We will take ourselves a little extendo break, some contender talk tomorrow night, and until then, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
I'm a single, I'm gay.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Eagold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.